Oh my goodness. So I just recorded this and I realized I was sitting on my headphones. I wonder why this is, but here we go. I'm re-recording this whole episode. So today we're talking about vision, and it's one of my favorite things to feel, to be in the energy of, and to share with you. So, vision. We're going to talk about this more next week on the challenge because there's so much. I really want you to get the truth of this, like the vision. There's multiple types of visions that you can hold. You can hold like a glamorized vision that is coming from the head. You see a lot of people doing that in the coaching industry. It's not really their vision. It's not really their soul's vision. There's like a lot of seductiveness and there's some glamour and it's like all about money and luxury and whatever, and it's like other people want to have that, and it's not necessary. It's like cool. It's like there's some empowerment element to it, but it's not really coming through their soul. And nothing wrong with luxury, by the way. I think it's a beautiful thing for people to consume less but higher quality, but you can tell that it's like it's some kind of it's another like performance layer. And it's also influenced by the lower astral quite heavily. There's some entities involved in that. And then there is like the heady goals that we put in place to make ourselves feel safe, right? It's like you could put goals on a paper because you know how to work on goals, and you do that for as long as you do that, and you're in some kind of action, you feel safe. And that's a vision that comes from unhealed nervous system, which is why S in the search for sovereignties and your emotions is so crucial, like healing your nervous system, resetting it, because then you give way to your vision coming through your heart. That is also, it's not just your vision. It's like God's will for you as well. It's coming through your heart. It feels really good, and you don't have to prove anything. You can allow yourself to have a vision, exactly the vision that you want, without worrying, like, if you want to be a musician, you're going to be a musician. You're going to be a yoga teacher, you're going to be a yoga teacher. It's like you don't care this, that it's like not the glamorous thing that is going to make the 8 figures or whatever. You know, because trust me, there's a lot of people now I can see like in my Facebook feed. It's so beautiful. Like people, the weirdest things that they take on and they run their ad and they make millions doing just following their passion. That's like been the biggest eye-opener lately. Used to be all the coaches advertising. Now I see like people with like just random skills and random passions, teaching it to others and charging and making so much money, being so supported on like the wildest and craziest things that they want to pursue. Right? One of my things is that I want to be a musician, like not like a full-time, only as a hobby. I also want to run large-scale ceremonies. Not as a job, not every day, but as a world music DJ. It's like world music. If you guys have come to my breathwork classes, it's like a whole ceremony, you know, and music is such a part of my life, and the work I do with clients too. It's like it's also used for embodiment and shifting into that vision and all that stuff. So it's like the vision, because it's coming from a healed place, is so incredibly potent. And what you do when you do work with clients, for those of you who do, some of you don't, some of you just are going to end up teaching a skill or craft or whatever, making money that way. But those of you who do some kind of coaching, whatever, inner deeper work with clients, it's like you're gonna hold double vision. One is for you and one is for your people. When I hold the vision with my clients, that's like, oh my gosh. There's nothing that lights my heart on fire more than the vision that I hold for my clients and their unlocking, their transformation, their freedom, them moving into joy. So, the vision for you and for your clients, if applicable. But in order for that vision to work, this is where resetting your nervous system and resetting your energy and your mindset has to come before. Is like, because you gotta trust, number one, that the vision that you're receiving is the right one, but two, It's like that vision is there for a reason, and you cannot let the head get in the way. Because you've understood, you have healed the parts, you have healed the parts that are the head too. And you understand what they do, you understand how they sabotage you. And you understand that the vision is like your limitless creator. There's no limits. There's no limits. It's like only the limits that you hold in your mind. Hawkins calibrated this at like 750. I don't know the exact number for it, but it was pretty high. You only subject to what you hold in mind. That is a high level truth. It's also in the Course in Miracles somewhere. You only subject to what you hold in mind. The limits are yours. Sin, self-imposed nonsense. Right? It's all the self-imposed limits that you put on yourself. So it's like you have your vision that is exactly and precisely what you want. So it's like I was just talking to a beautiful human today, and she says something about, oh, I don't want to have a lot of people in my program because it's like a lot of work. But then gotta look at, is that real? Is there a limitation? Oh, I don't want to have team because I don't want to have to manage team. Oh, I don't want to do this because it's going to be so hard. But like, look, that's your creation that it's going to be hard. That can get turned around in a 10-minute conversation on a private call with me. Once you hit that bridge and I can help you switch that mindset in like 10 minutes, no more, maybe less. It's like help you see from my own experience that that's not actually true at all. You're just like holding team members at a certain way. You're holding client work at a certain way. You're holding yourself by probably your savior instincts. It's like, oh, you have to take care of everyone. So much work, so much energy. Instead of like that being mutually support and like being this rejuvenating, mutually supportive relationship where you're pouring into each other and you're being poured into as you do that. Because you're not running your own batteries, you're running on God's batteries. So, there you go. Like, just begin to shift. Begin to shift all the things that you're holding back. You don't have to even wait for the retreat next week. You don't even have to wait till you get a coach or you work with me or whatever it is. Like you can begin to cast the deepest desires that you have out there into the world as your vision, and like just notice when all these blocks come on, and like all these logical reasons why this wouldn't be a good idea. Throw that all away. We're limitless. The only limit, it's not even a limit, but it's gotta be in service to humanity and to God. It has to be God's vision for me as well as my heart's vision for me. Right? So my vision to go do, I don't know, deforest the planet is like, you know what I mean? It's like, and some people have that. Those are the ego visions. Those are the visions that are coming from the Luciferian. Like you see a lot of that today. So it's like, what do we want? Like when it's like loving and light and helps others, other humans transcend and transform and achieve the frequency, the lightness, the love, the joy. However that happens in their life, it's probably aligned with God. When it supports the planet, the clean water, it's probably in alignment. Right? So it's like, where is this coming from? And this is why we heal the nervous system, why we heal, why we do the sovereignty work first, so that you make sure your vision is like so good for you, and it's so good for everyone else, and it's not coming from your limits or your blocks or proving something or building a huge company that's not gonna be of service to anyone. Trust me, I work for a large pharmaceutical company and I work for a large tech company, like in the Fortune 500. So I was in that world that is only about self-service and profiteering and whatever. And this is not what this is, right? So allowing your heart to hold the vision, realizing your limitlessness while walking the path It's like an artistic path. And I don't know a lot of people who do this well. One of my mentors does it really, really well, or teaches this really, really well. But I don't know many other people who actually are able to walk this path. This is why I like started working with her. It's like, oh my God, like here's one person who thinks limitlessness, but also God's will. Right? It's like unblocking ourselves completely so that we can be in service to God. Because He knows the big picture, what's actually needed. And we align our vision with His vision. It's like, bam, now you're supported. So, how can we do that? How can we do that? How can we search, look deep inside of our heart and find that seed? Those God-given desires. It's the things that are going to make us the most joyful, too. It's not the things that are going to make us all proud of ourselves because we achieved like a million of billions of income, whatever, when it's not aligned with like the things that actually make us so, so joyful. Because being in service to God brings so much joy. For me, it is inspiring others. And to coming and then moving them into trust and into more co-creation with God. So anyway, that's my little thing. I am really hopeful for those of you who are listening to this and you're resonating and you have been resonating for a while. That you can get out of your way, whatever you need to be there next week, whatever hesitation, it's going to be really, really beautiful. If you have questions, you can send them over in a chat. Like if there is something that I'm saying and you're like, okay, this resonates, but like this and this and this and that is holding me back from like fully understanding, like you got to wrap your head around this too. So it's like, I encourage you to be a full stand, a full warrior for your own heart's purpose and journey. Like, be a full-on warrior for this. Like, do not leave any rocks unturned. If you're like, oh, but I have this hesitation, but I don't want to ask because I don't want to be a bother, and da 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 da, I'm not paying her, whatever. Like, it's your journey. Like, no one else is going to care more about you than you. And so, if you don't put your vision in your heart and your soul first, no one else will. So, it's like, be a bother, be an imposter, like, annoy the hell out of people because it is about your life and your vision. And you give when you can. I set my boundaries. I don't do free work with clients, but I do these free events and free content and sometimes free opportunities and free whatever consults here and there. Like, I do them because it's like my heart is set on fire to also support you on your mission as much as I can. And then there is a financial exchange for those who like are ready for like the deep level healing support and so on. But I also, it's, you know, I it's it gives me joy to be doing free events too. It's like such a it's so meaningful for me. I'm really, really excited about next week. So I'm gonna pop the link below for you. Please come. I cannot wait to have these conversations about our heart and God and how do we move into trust when it's like all these excruciating fears and nervous system and it can't and all these disappointments. And that's what next week is about. So let's unblock that. Let's move ourselves into the next level of consciousness together.